Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Ches, and we're looking at Simon Beis. So the Chayodim says the following, Kivin Shekol Chelik B'Chelik Yer Shegavoya, since each section or each portion of the davening is a higher level, L'chein Heinech Lokim Binyan Havsakas, therefore we differentiate in Halacha in regards to what is permitted in regards to interruptions. Da'ad baruch she'omar mutter lehafsik bein brocha lebrocha afilo ledbar harishus leterach kitzas, that from beginning of the davening until baruch she'omar, a person is allowed to interrupt between the brachas for even a matter which is not a mitzvah purpose, as long as there's some even a small need. Upshita, and obviously l'chol davar kedusha, anything which is would be a holy response, any part of davening responding to that is going to be permitted from the beginning of davening until Baruch Shomer. Elva mi Baruch Shomer ad achar tachanun, from Baruch Shomer until after tachanun, including tachanun. So Baruch Shomer starts the part of davening where a person is not allowed to interrupt, and then that includes through Shmoneh Esrei, and then even after Shmoneh Esrei, until a person says tachanun. Like the Rambam points out, the tachanun is really considered part of Shmoneh Esrei. It's the part of Shmoneh Esrei is to be said standing, and part of Shmoneh Esrei is to be said while the person is prostrating himself in front of Hashem. So tachanun is an extension of Shmoneh Esrei. So until after tachanun, a person is not supposed to speak. Also, the hafzik l'dvar harishus afilo l'tzaruch. A person is not permitted to interrupt for a dvar harishus, an item which is not a mitzvah, something which is left totally to the person's discretion, even if a person has a need to do so. Avera gedoyla hi rachamon lizon, and it is a tremendous avera to do so. Hashem should save us. Now, it's interesting over here, the language of the Chayotim, because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is even stronger than the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the language of the Chayotim. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is, you're not allowed to interrupt even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Even for Mitzvah purposes, you're not allowed to interrupt. So why does the Chayotim use the word Dvar Rishus, which would sound like for Dvar Mitzvah it's permitted, and here we're saying that according to the Shulchan Aruch, even for Dvar Mitzvah it's going to be prohibited? So the answer is, there are going to be some exceptions between Baruch Sha'omar, I'm sorry, between Yishtabach and the beginning of the Baruch of Yitzhar Or, during that point, which is a gap in between the second section of Tefillah, which is Psukkah Dezimra, and the third section, which is Birchas Kriyashma, over there, for Dvar Mitzvah, it is permitted. And at the Dvar Rishus, it's not. So here we have, while during the davening parts, within the different sections, the Dvar Mitzvah is not permitted, but there is going to be some point from Baruch Shomer until Tachanun where the Dvar Mitzvah is permitted. But that, he can say unequivocally, that the Dvar Rishus is never permitted starting from Baruch Shomer until after Tachanun. So that's why I think the Chayotim changes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch from the Dvar Mitzvah to the Dvar Rishus. But he's not indicating that a person is allowed to interrupt in Psukkah Dezimra for the purpose of Dvar Mitzvah. Another possible point, which he's going to point out later on, that Me'ikar Adin, a person is allowed to interrupt in order to greet or respond to a person because of the chashivas of greeting of a human being. So that's going to be permitted. We do not do that anymore. That halacha says that, but based on the halacha of the Gemara, that is something which is going to be permitted. The reason why that's permitted is because it's considered a tremendously important element of giving kavod to the Tzelem Elokim of a human being, etc. Or in certain scenarios, there's a chiyuv of mara as well to a parent, to a rebbe, etc. So if that is true, again, the Chayyam can say unequivocally that Dvar Rishus is never permitted. Whereas for this element, not any Dvar Mitzvah, but specifically the issue of giving kavod to people or to Rebbeim, etc., parents, that had Mikra din is permitted, so therefore the Chayotim wanted to say something which there's no doubt and no question that is going to be prohibited, and that is the Barishus. Whereas other things, there are times where they're going to be permitted, if not actually practically nowadays, but at least based on Nikar Halacha, those cases would be permitted. And that's why the Chayotim chose the Lashon of Devar Harishus. Have a good day.